Lamai Naskamino, Tegoin the Atfist Achrino Pahadein Nidra. In other words, let's say this Isha said Hareni Nazira. She said she wants to be a Nazira. She was makabel upon herself to be a Nazira. And somebody else heard her say that neder. Somebody else said, V'yani, I also want to be like you. See if the halacha is that the neder is chal, so then the hatfosa helps. The next one said, I want to be like you, means I want to have the same type of a Naziris, that the same way you were makabel Naziris. I want to be a Nazira, so then the Naziris is chal. Even though after the first was Naziris is chal, the husband's hafara takes it away, but so what? The neder was there for a second, you can make hatfosa. That's what the Gemara says. Iyamrit, if you want to tell me, if you would say, that chalin, that when the wife makes the neder, first the neder starts off, just later, the next second, the husband's hafara that he made before takes it away, then I would say, heve, tfisusa, then what the next person said, I also want to be like you, your neder would be chal, you would become a nazira. But Iyamrit, if you want to tell me, lecholin, if you want to tell me the wife's neder doesn't start off at all, since the husband made the hafara from beforehand, so now when the Isha says she wants to be a Nazira, nothing takes place, so it's like there's no neder at all. So if so, la'ika mashasha, there's no mashasha, means there's nothing there. So then when somebody else says, I want to be like you, you're saying nothing, because the wife's neder was not chal. So that's the shaila. If somebody else says, after the wife made the neder, v'yani, I also want to be like you, is that neder chal or not? So Ran says like this in Amud Aleph. Ran explains in the bottom, the atfis achrina bahade nidra. Kegoin shed nodrihi benazir. The wife said she wants to be a nazira. Or bo acher, another person came to Yomra and said, v'ani kamahu, I want to be like you. That's the case. Si yarmut, if you tell me chaylin or batelin, that the neder is chal for a minute, and then later that fora takes it away, have it fisuso. Then we say the second person would become a nazira. So Ran explains, Tanhid the Batalin, Luhu Miyad, even though the neder goes away right away, since the neder is chal for a minute, so the second person that says, and me too, it's chal. Tichiyama Vani, because when the second person said, Vani Kamo, I want to be like you, Aharenin is zero, the Karmra Kamar. What he meant to say is just like you said the words, Harenin is zero, which made you for Nazira, so I also want to have that Lushan. So if your Naziris will be chal even for 1 second, then my Naziris will also be chal. But v'loy chayli, if your first Naziris is not chal at all, leka chashosha. There's nothing here. He'll got to have that fossa. Now the Ran says, or Mach Shiyach, they ask the question, even if you want to say the first neder is here for a minute, but still, how could the second one be matfis? We had a shal in the beginning of the Masechta that heichid demonach bosa shlomin. If somebody has the meat of a korban shlomin, liyachas rikas damim, after you made this rikas dam, that now this meat, you're allowed to eat it. So like the Yisra Kedusha goes off it. And now the question was, v'hitzviz bei bosar acher, and you have another piece of meat, next to that piece of meat, the yomer, and you say, zekizeh, that this piece of meat, my own piece of meat, should be like that piece of meat of the korban shlomim that became mutatit. So the boilon, do we say the mikara matfis v'yosar, or the terah the hashtaka matfis v'shari? And we came out over there, maskana the betera kamatfis. That over there we say, since right now the piece of meat is mutter, it's after zrikas domim, so it's mutter to eat that piece of meat of shlomim. So when you say your piece of steak should be like that piece of meat, your piece of steak is mutter. Because you go after the way it is right now that piece of shlomim is mutter. So who are here also? So when the second one says, I want to be like you, since at that time the first one, the zeros, goes away already, so why do we say the second one's Naziris is good? So Ram says there's a big difference. To Leidami, to Shani Yosem, the Yom Zekizeh. Over there, when you have the two pieces of meat, one next to another, you're saying clearly, this should be like that. So therefore we say, since the first piece of meat right now is Mutter, after Zerikas Dam, you'll not eat that piece of meat, so your piece of meat is also Mutter. But over here, when you say Vani, what you mean, Mashma Vada Deben Zeros to Komro Kanatvis. What you mean to say is the first one said a lashon of Harenin is zero. And then the second one says, Vani Kamo, I want to be like you. So you're saying clearly, what do you mean like you? I don't want to be the way you are right now because I know you're mutter. I want to be like that lashon. The lashon you said was a lashon of Kabbalah's Naziris. So if your lashon, Harenin is zero, made you for a Nazira for 1 second, that was called the good Kabbalah. even though later Lamaisa goes off you, because the husband made that farah before. But when it came out of your mouth, it was a good lashon of Nazirus. So when I say Vani Kamo, I want to be like you, you mean to say my lashon of Vani Kamo should be a good Kabbalah like you made. So then talking to the Nazirus would be Chal. But just if you say the first Nazirus is not Chal at all, because since the husband made the Afara before, he stops it from being Chal even for a second, so then you didn't make any Kabbalah at all, then you can't make Atfasa. So therefore we have a Shail over here. That's the question. Is in the nether chal at all, or it's not chal? So Gemara says like this. Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Third line. Toshima. Omer Rebbe Elezer. Says now, Mishnah Rebbe Elezer, im heifa nedorim, shabol lechlal iser. If a husband has a right to be made for, take away his wife's nedorim, that she already made, that was bol lechlal iser, means the nether was chal, if your wife makes a nether. And later, a week later, when the husband hears about it, he has the right to be made for it, to take it away. So if so, isn't it for sure that a husband has a right to make this condition like an Amishnah, that he says to his wife, I want to be made for now any neder you're going to make next week? That since she didn't even make the neder yet, that's Reb Lezer's svarim, that before the neder is chal, the husband for sure should have the power to be made for the future nederim. He has the power to stop it. So if so, Shema Mina, we hear from this, like Poshup Shat is, that Lecholin, Poshup Shat is, that therefore the husband has a right to stop the Nadarim from being Chal at all. That's Rav Lezer's Kal V'chaima. Like Maduch, when the Isha already made the Nadar, and it was Chal, when the husband hears about it, he could take it away, he could be made for that Nadar. So if so, if before the Nadar is Chal at all, if before the wife made the Nadar, the husband says, I want all your Nadarim to be made for him, isn't it like for sure that the Nadar is not Chal at all? So we should have a proof that the Pshan Reb Lezer is that nothing is Chal. And this Gemara says, no, Mi Ketoni, Sheinon Boyin, does the Mishnah Reb Lezer mean to say that these Nadarim do not come at all to take place? Sheinon Boyin, they don't even come at all. No, Shelai Bol Ketoni, just means to say that they didn't come yet. That means Adayim Leibol, that his wife did not make the nether yet. That's all the svar is. But when his wife makes the nether, it could be that then the nether is chal first. Just after the nether is chal, then we say the husband's hafara takes it away. So again, if the husband says now to his wife that you should know next week, any nederim you make next week, I don't want them to be chal, that it should be a good. That madrich, if the wife already made the nederim, you have a right to take it away. So here, where the wife did not even make it yet, you have a power now to make hafara. But what does this hafara do? It only does that later when she makes a neder, after the neder is chal, you're taking it away. But true, it could be, it doesn't help, that it should not be chal. So again, from our Mishnah, there's no proof. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. It says in the Tosefta Toshma, O Molehen Reb Lezer. They said to Reb Lezer, Oma b'mokam shein meifa nidrei atzmoi mi shenodar meifa nidrei atzmoi ad shelo yidor. This is Reb Lezer saying. Reb Lezer saying the svara. Oma b'mokam shein meifa nidrei atzmoi. Man can't be made for his own nedarim. Once you make a neder, you can't be made for it anymore. You have to go to a chacham to be made your nedarim. So mi shenodar means if you already made the neder, there's no way you could take it away, but meifa nidrei atzmoi ad shelo yidor, like we're saying kol nidrei, we had before, that you could make it tonight, that before you make any nedarim, you say, that if I'm going to make any nedarim this year, I don't want it to be chal. The man himself can make such a tonight, that the neder is not chal. So the man himself, a person himself, if he already made the neder, there's no way he could be made for it. There's no way you could take it away. You have to go to Hatoros Chochem. But if you didn't make the neder yet, you can make a condition of tonight to say that any neder that I'm going to make, harei hemu v'tolim, I don't want them to be chal at all. You could do that. Says so, mokom shemeifa nidra ishtoi, in a case with a husband to his wife, that the husband has the power to be meifa take away his wife's nedarim, even if she made it already, if the wife made the neder, and then later the husband hears about it. When he hears about it, he has the right to take it away. Mishetodor, and even though she already made the neder, when the husband hears about it, he could take it away. Is Einar Din, isn't it a svara? Don't we understand? Shouldn't it be a kavachayim alike? Sheyofa nidra yishtoi, that the husband should have the power to take away his wife's nedarim, achela tidur, even before she makes the neder. So that's Rav Elazar's kavachayim. So let's see the Ran. The Ran says like this, Toshma, Uma b'mokim shein mefa nidra yatzma misha yidur. Kedesiv, the Pasuk says, lo yachal devaroi. A person can never take away his nether. Avol acherim moichlim loy. But if you go to a chacham, somebody else, they could be mati your nether. Still, we say meifa nidru yatzmoi ad shlo yidur. Could the Arminer perikam benedorim he had before? Haroitz shlo yiskayim in the nedarim. If somebody wants that any nether he makes in the future not to be good, is yaneg Rosh Hashanah. Let him get up from Rosh Hashanah. For yoyim akol nedarim. He says this kol nedarim. Shani yosid lidur yei betalim. It's also about Torah Nadarim, also we say this. When we're Matan Nadarim, Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we also say this. We also make my door, Mikan Labo, that call Nadarim, Shani Eder, that you want to be Mubutolim. So a person can make this tonight, you make it tonight now, that any Nadar I will make later should become Batal. In other words, the Nadar is not Chal. So that's Rav Elazar's Kal V'Chaymer, that if a person himself can make this tonight for himself, so when the husband wants to be made for his wife's Nadarim, for sure he can make this tonight. Because a husband could be made for the nedarim his wife made already. So if he could take away the nedarim that was made already, for sure he should be able to take away the nedarim, not to be chal. So Gemara says, my love doesn't it mean, isn't Rav Elazar's kal v'chaymer, my love, to ishtoi dum yodilei, that his wife's tanai is just like his own tanai. What does that mean? Mahu. When you say in Rosh Hashanah, you make this tanai, that any nedarim you're going to make throughout the rest of the year, you don't want to be chal, near the pshat is the lechailin. If the tanai helps, then the neder is not chal at all. Like you made a tanai, you don't want the nedarim to be chal at all. So your own nedarim is not chal at all. So if Rav Elazar makes the kal v'chaymer to his ishtoi, is lechura af ishtonami, the same halacha should apply by your wife, the lechailin. That if the husband now makes it tonight, that any nether you're going to make next week, I don't want to be, that when she makes the nether next week, the nether should not be at all. It should be the Lech Island. Just like when you make it tonight in Rosh Hashanah. You don't want your nether throughout the year to be chal. There the pshat is not chal at all. It's the same thing when the husband says to his wife, I don't want your nether to be chal, I want them to be mufar. You mean to say they're not chal at all. So the Churi Sifring of Leza, we should be pushed out with Shiloh. That according to Rav Elazar, the wife's nether is not chal at all. The Gemara says no. I tell you, lo, could be hokadisa of yokadisa. Could be each one has its own halacha. This was like this, and this was like this. Hokadisa of yokadisa. True, when the husband makes his own nedarim, his own tanai, then for sure the nether is not chal at all. And we'll see like the Ran explains, because that's like a nidre tois. It's like you made a mistake. You yourself first said, any nether I'm going to make, I don't want to be here. Lady, you forgot about the tanai you made, and you made the nether. So that's called a nidre tois. That's called you made a mistake. So when you make a mistake, then nothing is chal. That's why your own nether is not chal at all. But here, your wife, it's not called a mistake. When she goes there and makes the nether next week, she means to make a nether. So her nether is chal. Just the husband made the hafara, so it could be the power of hafara is only, hafara, the whole power is, that once the nether is chal, then the husband has the right to chop it off. But it could be he has no power to make it not to be chal. So therefore, hokadisa vokadisa. So Ran sounds like this. Hokadisa vokadisa. The Ran says, Afagad Rav Elazar yalav kal v'chaymer menidra yatzmoi, the nidra yishtoi, avaloi demad melu legarmi l'diday. They're not really like one to the other. Because diday, boy, his own neder lo chal klal. Or the yishtoi chal, but his own neder is chal. Vafiluach yishap yalav kal v'chaymer. The Kosher Beinu, he says, but he has a question, but why is that? Why don't we still learn up from Mekav HaChaymer? If you take away your own nether, that it's not chal at all, so then why can't you do the same thing for your wife's nederim? Why don't we say, when you make this tonight, your wife's nederim is not chal at all? Like, what's the Gemara's terrace? Like, why isn't it a good Mekav HaChaymer? So Ran explains like this, you can't really learn out one from the other. Why? Mishum de nidra yatzmai. When you make your own neder and you make a condition throughout the year that any neder you're going to make, you don't want to be here. Hainu taima. When the husband, when you yourself make a tanai with your nedarim, you know why later on when you make the neder it's not chal at all, nothing takes place. Like the Gemara says before, we're talking about that later when you make the neder, you forgot that you made the condition. Vishas nidru at the time when you make the neder. Because if you remember that you made the condition at the beginning of the year, but even so now you want to make a neder, that means you're changing your mind. That means now you want to forget about that condition and you want to make a good neder. That avad you could do. So when we say the neder is chal, it means that right now you forgot that you made the condition. And therefore you made the neder. So later when you remind yourself that you made a condition at the beginning, we say, have a neder betois. It's like you made a mistake making this neder. Therefore, v'loy chal chal. Therefore, nothing is chal at all. Ma'ashayin kein benidra yishta, ma'ashayin kein, when your wife's nedarim, the lekel me'emach, you can't say like this. Because your wife's nedarim, when she makes the neder, it's not a tois. She means to make the neder, it's called a good neder. Just a husband has the power that is afara, takes it away later. And the me, we said, linyin shi yamufara nidra yishtoi, liyacha shichar l'shat rigla medikavachayma. But after the wife's neder is chal, then it's good to make the kavachayma. That the wife, the husband has a right, his afara should be good. Yeah. Satan was saying, you have no proof. It could be that the husband has a right to be made for his wife's future nedarim. If the pshat is, he says afara now, true, it's a good afara. But afara maybe can never stop the neder from being chal. The afara is only after the wife's nedarim is chal, then the husband has a right to like chop off the neder. And we said before the lashon of megas gayas. When the husband takes away his wife's nedarim, it's not considered like he took it away mikara, as if the neder was never chal. A chacham is matir a neder is called yoike neder mikara. You've been maker it yoike it from the beginning. But when a husband is made for his wife's nedarim, it's only megas gayas. He only chops it off. So therefore, the way a husband's hafara works is always that first the neder has to be chal, and after the neder is chal, then the husband's hafara can take it away. So far we have no proof. Tomorrow says Toshima, come on, bring another proof. Omrula and Reb Elezer, the Chum said back to Reb Elezer like this. The Chachomim that argue on Reb Elezer says that no, a husband cannot be made for his wife's nedarim before she makes them. They said back like this. Oma mikvah, just like a regular mikvah. Shema lesatimeya mitumasam, if somebody is tummy, he touched the sheriffs. So now when he goes into the mikvah is metamim, it takes away the tumah. Still we say, Ein matzil ala tohirim milatamei, even after you come out of the mikvah, it does not shield you, it does not stop you from being a kabel tumah. Like after you come out of the mikvah, then again in the daytime you touch another sheretz, you become tummy again. Even though you went into the mikvah does not stop you from becoming tummy later. Since so, Ein adin, isn't there a svar also, that who, shil yatzil ala tohirim milatamei, that he cannot stop his wife's nedarim from becoming a shleyatzel ala torim latamas. He can't stop his wife's nedarim from being chal. He can't stop them. So this is what the Chum said back to Reb Elezer. So it's mashma that the Chum learned up in Reb Elezer that when the husband makes the hafara, it stops his wife's neder from being chal at all. So in this the Chum said back, no, the husband can't do it. You see such a thing like a mikvah, that even though later when you tumeh, go to the mikvah, takes away the tumah, but if you go to the mikvah before you touch the sheretz, it can't stop the tumah from coming. So then the same thing by a man, even though a husband could be made for his wife's nedarim, that she already made, but he can't be made for now to stop the nedarim from being chal later. That's what the Chum said back to Reb Elezer. But Shema Amina, from here we see clearly that the Pshan Reb Elezer is at Loich Island, that Reb Elezer holds the neder is not chal at all. Therefore, it's a good. Therefore, the Chum are talking good back to Reb Elezer. If you, Reb Elezer, say this kal v'chaima, if the wife could take away his wife's nedarim that started already, he could stop them from being chal at all. And that's Chum saying back. No, mikvah yachiyach. You see, not like that. Even though mikvah could take away tumah if it was already chal, if you are already tumah, then going to the mikvah takes away your tumah. But if you go into the mikvah first and then you touch the sheretz, it doesn't stop you from becoming tumah. So you see, there's such a thing as suhud in by afara also. That if your wife already made the nether, then you could take it away with afara. But if your wife did not make the nether yet, then you have no power to make a shield on it, then it should not be chal at all. but you see that they learned up in Yom Lezer that the neder is not chal at all. So we're still like this. If so,